USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants all businesses with 100 or more workers to require their staff to get vaccinated or tested weekly. This could affect up to 100 million people across the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins America's Newsroom and explains why this won't help the issue.
It's ineffective. I mean, by scolding and condescending to Americans, dripping with scorn that somehow this is their fault that they've been infected with a virus, they're not going to persuade people to get more vaccines.
A series of lightning strikes is causing crews on the front lines of the massive Caldor fire to scramble to put out new fires. A cold front in the Tahoe Basin causing more than 1,000 lightning strikes between last night and this morning in Northern California, including about 100 in the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.